We don't know yet if toxin levels in Arctic food webs are reaching high enough concentrations to cause health impacts in marine mammals in that region.
Don Anderson, a senior scientist with Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute, or HUI, has been studying algal cysts in the Bering and Chukchi Seas for several years. He points out that not all types of algal blooms are harmful. In fact, there are thousands of them spread across the world's oceans. But in the northern Bering and Chukchi Seas, there is a growing presence of Alexandrium cysts, an algal bloom that creates harmful saxitoxin. The previously accepted explanation for how they got this far north, Anderson says, is called the Trail of Death hypothesis.
That it's being carried from the south in these relatively warm surface waters, and that it would form cysts in the Chukchi region that fall to bottom sediments where the temperatures would be too cold to support significant germination. I called that cyst seedbed a sleeping giant.
Since bottom water temperatures have been warming drastically across the northern Bering and Chukchi Seas over the last few years, cysts are now growing locally in Arctic waters. In other words, the sleeping giant has awoken.
So what you've got then is a dramatic increase in the potential for what we would say is local initiation of blooms. In other words, not this transport, but blooms that are starting, inoculated from that region, from those two Ledyard Bay and Barrow cyst seedbeds.
Recently, the U.S. Geological Survey concluded that the recurring seabird die-offs seen in the Bering Strait region are not related to harmful algal blooms. USGS scientists did, however, find low levels of toxins in many species of birds they sampled. As Anderson points out, since 2016, low levels of biotoxins have been documented in all different types of marine mammals, seabirds, and various fish species in the Bering Sea. Even so, Anderson says, eating various forage fish or salmon in the region still poses low risk to human health.
Based on our current understanding of these toxins in many other parts of the world, we think that mussel and blubber are not likely to accumulate saxitoxin in levels that pose a human health hazard. But these tissues have not been fully tested, but there's reasons to believe that they're not going to accumulate toxin.
While Anderson believes the health risk for Bering Strait subsistence users is quite low, he still emphasizes using caution and safe practices as usual when eating shellfish or marine mammals. He also highlights the fact that other parts of the world are living with the same conditions.
Many regions of the world face similar risks and yet are able to maintain healthy communities and ecosystems, but it's done through good management, good communication, and through understanding what the threats are.
Overall, as cysts spread and more HABs bloom, there is an increasing potential for them to impact human health and ecosystem health in northern Alaskan waters. How the marine mammals and people of the region adapt to this remains to be seen, as more research on HABs in the Chukchi Sea is ongoing. Anderson says his HUI team will be partnering with scientists on the Russian side of the strait next year to get the full scope of what other changes are happening in the Bering Sea ecosystem. Reporting in Nome, I'm Davis Havi.